Hello and welcome to our program today. We're going to be in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, going to be talking about things that will keep us out of heaven, very common things, things that happen every single day. And we do not want to participate in those things because they will keep us out of heaven. Hello, my name is Richard Massey, and I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. If you're ever in our area, please look us up. We have a website, windmillcoc.org. We'd love to have you visit with us, and our time and our location is on our website. We're going to be studying from Galatians chapter 5 today about things that will keep us out of heaven. We're going to study about the works of the flesh, and there is a challenge for all of us. As we look at Galatians 5, it says in verse 15, but if you bite and devour one another, that's going to be in our list of things today. Hating one another and being jealous and envious would cause Christians to bite and devour one another. That would mean destroy. Bite and devour would mean to destroy one's faith, to cause someone to stop coming to church, stop following God's will. Verse 15 again of Galatians 5, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. It could destroy the whole church. Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, if someone hits me, I want to hit them back. That's sort of our natural response, but that's walking after the flesh. If we walk after the Spirit, when someone hits us, we will love them and we will seek to do them good. We will pray for them. And so we've got to walk in the Spirit and not follow the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is they've hurt me. Now I'm going to hurt them back. We can't do that, beloved. We have to change our lives. Verse 17 of Galatians 5. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. You know, there's a war there. We want to get even with people who have injured us. And the Spirit against the flesh. We have difficult times with these things. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Someone says something ugly to you, you would want to say them something ugly back to them, but you can't do it. You can't do it if you're a Christian. You cannot do the things that you would do if you lived after the flesh. Verse 18 of Galatians 5, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law, not under the law of Moses. That's what's being discussed in the book of Galatians. And so let us be led by the Word of God, which was delivered by the Holy Spirit. And let us realize what the works of the flesh are the things that give us our troubles. And so we're going to begin reading and studying here from Galatians 5 and verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. In other words, we know what they are. Which are these? Adultery. This is the King James Version. Fornication. This is the lust of the flesh. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. And we'll discuss these a little bit when we come back and go back over it. Idolatry. That's the lust of the work of the flesh. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. These are all works of the flesh. And such like. This is not a complete list. There are things like this, not on the list. Of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so that makes it very important that we study these things. They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, these things are very common in our world. Very common. People do them all the time. The King James Version, the very first one, is adultery. That applies to married people. A married person who's having sexual relationships outside their marriage. It could be hiring a prostitute. It could be having a girlfriend. It could be having a boyfriend. The wife may have a boyfriend. That's adultery. And of course, it's adultery to divorce your spouse without the cause of fornication. Matthew 19, verses 3 through 10. If you divorce your spouse and they have not committed fornication and you marry someone else, then you have committed adultery. That's what that passage teaches. And so these things will keep you out of heaven. If you're in an unscriptural marriage, in an adulterous marriage, then you could be kept out of heaven. You will be kept out of heaven, not could be. You will be. Because that's what this passage says. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Second of all, there is fornication. Fornication, you don't have to be married to commit fornication. It could be homosexual activity. It could be two people just living together, as we see. So common in our world. These are common things that happen. People having sex before marriage, that's fornication. And you must not do that. You must not have sex before marriage. That is forbidden by God. That's called fornication. So it is sexual impurity of any kind. If you're having sex with an animal, that's called bestiality. You must not do that. Then the next word is uncleanness. Uncleanness. That's vile. That would be foul desires and impurity of motives. If a man looks upon a woman and lusts after her, he has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Evil and wicked fantasies. Uncleanness. Looking at Playboy magazine or pornography. That is very common today. Men get addicted to pornography. You must not do that because you will lose your soul over that. That's what this passage is teaching us. And then the Bible mentions this sin. It mentions lasciviousness. Lasciviousness, that has a meaning, beloved. Lasciviousness means lewdness, unbridled lust. That is forbidden. Lasciviousness, outrageous behavior, open shame. And so we must not be a lascivious person, someone who is indecent, someone who's causing someone to lust or to sin in their heads and their minds. Indecent bodily movements, such as the modern dance, that's lasciviousness. And unchaste handling of males and females. And so that's a sin that will keep you out of heaven. And then we have listed in our list the sin of idolatry. The sin of idolatry. Now that was very prevalent in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament among the Greeks and among the Romans. And so it's the worship of objects. But your object may be money. And other things, because Colossians 3 and 5 says, covetousness, which is idolatry. Being a covetous person after the things of this world, you're committing something that is equivalent to idolatry, or you're committing idolatry. And so this is something that is very common in our world. People want bigger contracts. They want unreal contracts. $100 million for playing 5 years. I mean, that's got to be in the category of being covetous. And so that's idolatry. Colossians 3 and 5, covetousness is idolatry. And so is a lot of other things. But then the Bible says witchcraft, crystal balls, tarot cards, Ouija boards. And this word can even mean the use of drugs for magical purposes, fraudulent behavior, deceitful palm reading. This is witchcraft. And they that do this will not inherit the kingdom of God. You're lost. You're lost in a devil's hell. Then the Bible says hatred. The American Standard Version says enmities. That means discord. And feuding and fighting. And God doesn't want us to be doing this. This is wrong. Then the Bible says variance. Now the American Standard Version says strife. Do you understand strife? Variance, strife, contentions. Even given to violence. You know, a Christian has to control himself. You can't be fighting other members of the church or fighting your neighbors. You're not to be doing that. That will keep you out of heaven. That's a sin. Then the Bible says emulations. Now, I like the American Standard Version rendering, which says jealousies. Jealousies are malice or envy or wrath. You know why Jesus was crucified? Because of envy. They were envious of people following Jesus and not them. This is a work of the flesh, lust of the flesh, and it will cause us to be lost. But in the next place, the Bible says that wrath, a strong emotion of the mind, a swelling of anger, a violent behavior, violent words, that'll keep you out of heaven. They that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. It's an amazing thing, but it will keep us out of heaven. Then it says strife. Now, the American Standard Version says factions. That's what was going on with the Galatians. They were having factions, contentions, competing parties. And that's what denominationalism is. It's division and competition. Then the Bible says seditions. Now, the American Standard Version says divisions. Exclusive factions, that's denominationalism. You got the Catholics, you got the Methodists, you got the Episcopalians, they're all divided. They have divisions. That is forbidden by the Lord. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Have no divisions among you, none. And so what we're seeing there is we're seeing sin. Divisions. Then the Bible says heresies. Heresies is when you believe something that's contrary to the scriptures. You know, a lot of people don't believe that baptism washes away your sins, even though Acts 22 and 16, the Bible says, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And people will say, no, it doesn't. That's heresy. That's a belief that is contrary to the scriptures. And then the Bible says that this is a work of the flesh, envyings. Galatians 5, envyings. The desire to have what somebody else has. Envyings. You envy them. They may have a car that you envy them for. Don't do that. That'll keep you out of heaven. Drunkenness. You know what the opposite of a drunk is? It's a sober person. We're not to be drunk. We're to be the opposite of a drunk. We're to be sober. Matter of fact, the word sober appears over and over and over in the New Testament. We're to be sober-minded. We're to have soberness. Titus 2, that says that the grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously and sober in this present world. That's what God wants. He wants sober-minded preachers, sober-minded people, members, sober-minded elders. We don't want anybody drinking who's going to operate on us or drive the bus where our kids are riding. Drinking doesn't help people to be clear-headed. But then the Bible says revelings. When I see the definition of this word revelings, I think of the behavior on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Mardi Gras, revelings, that's feasting and carousing and drinking and unrestrained behavior. And the Bible says that is a work of the flesh, and they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You will not be a part of God's kingdom. Now, these are the works of the flesh. But then it says, and such like. Which means what? That this is not a complete list. There are other things that are not listed here that are like that. Works of the flesh. Such as gambling and drugs and narcotics. And wearing of sexually revealing clothing. Someone who's dressing in a two-piece bathing suit or a one-piece bathing suit. Mixed bathing, men and women swimming together. Parking and petting and dancing. Reading or watching pornography, all of these things. Movies that are improper. And TV programs, abortion, and daring people to do something wrong. Beloved, there are a lot of things that are not in this passage. We need to realize the Bible says, and such like. Somebody says, well, it doesn't say heroin. Well, it did too when it says, and such like. Because it'll cause your mind to lose focus just like alcohol will. And so the Bible is very clear. God wants us to live a pure life, a holy life. And so we can ask ourselves the question. Now, there's a lot of things not in this passage. But let's ask ourselves some questions whether something is right or wrong. Number one question, if we're trying to keep it a secret. Why are we trying to keep it a secret? We say, I don't know if it's right or wrong or not. Could be right, could be wrong. I don't know. It's not in the Bible. Well, are you trying to keep it a secret? If you're trying to keep something a secret, then there must be something wrong with it, or else you would tell people. So that's a test. We're talking about tests now on things that are not in the Bible. Am I trying to keep this thing a secret? And I don't want anybody to find out, because I would be ashamed if they found out. Then that must be wrong behavior. That's a very good indication that what a person is doing is wrong. Furthermore, we can test things out by saying, is it okay for everybody to do this? Is it okay for everyone to wear a two-piece or a revealing bathing suit? What about my grandmother? What about the preacher's wife? Can she dress immodestly? Is that okay? Or would I lose respect for her? You got to ask yourself these questions. Somebody says, well, it's not in the Bible. Well, we can figure it out whether it's right or wrong or not. You say, well, if the preacher was doing this, I wouldn't have much respect for him. Well, then you should not be doing that. Or the elders. And so if it's wrong for someone else, when does it become right for you? And if I do this thing, am I showing the Lord that I'm spiritually minded or carnally minded? What does this look like to the Lord? Does this look good to the Lord, or do I look like I'm a worldly person? Let's talk about our clothes. Are you trying to look like some floozy in the world? Are you trying to make your hair look like a woman on the street, or your clothes are like short shorts? Or are you trying to wear a short mini skirt, trying to look like the world, trying to attract the men's eyes to look at your legs or to look at the mid part of your body? Are you leaving it bare? And am I showing that I'm a Christian woman or a Christian man by doing this? Things that I say, you know, telling off-color jokes, jokes that have a little insinuation of wickedness, is that good? Is that helping the church and my standing before the world to be a Christian? Is this helping that or hurting that? Will I bring reproach on myself if people know that I'm doing this? Will they look down on me? Well, if it does, you shouldn't be doing it. You should abstain from it. And so can I do this thing and be honest? Is this an honest behavior? Am I really being honest? You know, if you find a lot of money and you keep it a secret, is that really what you should do? You found somebody else's money. You know, you've heard for a long time, finders keepers, losers weepers. Hey, that's not in the Bible. You should do all that you can to find the owner of that money or some ring or jewelry that's valuable. It's not yours just because you find it. It actually belongs to someone else. So we need to find out and ask ourselves the question, if I lost my billfold or a expensive watch, would I want someone else to turn it in so that I might have a chance to recover it? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You wouldn't want them just put it in their pocket and take it home. You would like to have it returned. If you want others to return your valuables, then you should want to return their valuables to them. Matthew 7 and verse 12, whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. If I do this, would I be considered a Christian or a worldly person? You know, we're trying to test this out. Is this a right thing for me to do or a wrong thing for me to do? Well, there are some things that are just placed very clearly in the scriptures. We know adultery is wrong. We know fornication is wrong. We know pornography is wrong, because the Bible says those things are condemned. And so if I do this, could I say I'm following Christ? Can I find Christ doing this? Did I find Christ ever drinking and getting drunk? Taking marijuana? Heroin, did he ever do that? No. Well, you're to be following Christ. He didn't do this. And, you know, the Bible even says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out from the world. Am I coming out from the world by my participation in these things? These are very important questions, and we've talked about them to try to help us all to make better decisions about our actions and our thoughts. We want to be a good people and a holy people. We want to be pleasing unto God so that we can walk with Him. Amos 3 and 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And I want to agree with God's word. I want to be in harmony with God. I don't want to be a partaker of His divine nature. And so God's word helps us and directs us and shows us the right way to live. And beloved, I hope you'll remember Galatians 5, 19 through 23, and remember that we must live the right way in order to be in heaven when this world comes to an end. Thank you, dear ones, for your listening today, listening to this Bible study from Galatians 5, beginning with verse number 15. Thank you for listening. We hope it's helped you, and we hope that you'll think about your words and think about your behavior, and so that we can all be pleasing unto our Heavenly Father. Thank you again for tuning in. May God bless you. May you continue to study the Bible and to pray and to live the Christian life. We look forward to seeing you in our next session together. May God bless.